free education. Why there is not? That's
it. Free education, they will.
It is free.
It is
free education. We are asking people come here, leave here, take this education.
Nobody pays any fees.
It is free. Because everything is free.
Done, it's not
exam. We are not going to stand it. Retired man comes here, take this spiritual education. This is our whole sin. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Why they are not good? Just think about it.
Yes, we are.
How are you?
Hare Krishna.
We have given this main point to our lawyers, and this is what we are working on.
It is completely education. Spiritual education. Tathandehantara prasa. It is not religious. Sentiment. Some Arya Samaji told me, Durbhaj, South Africa, that why you are bringing this Hindu idea? And this is nonsense, not Hindu idea. The Krishna say, Kaumara Yogunanda, that is men. There are only Hindus, from boyhood they become you. And the Muslim does that. What is the answer? The people are so misguided, they cannot understand the simple word, the spiritual education. There is a Hindu idea. That only the Hindu boys grow to become young. The Muslim, the Christian, they do not grow. Let's see. How much in darkness they are. And how much they require this education, how the world is in need of this spiritual education, and they cannot understand. They see how they are dull and duskel-headed. Hindus grow only. Devina Smilja Thade, Kaumara Jovana, Krishna say, from boyhood to Jovana, it is Hindu idea. The Arya Samaji friend told me, why do you bring this Hindu idea? How much dull they are, just imagine.
I don't think that is dullness, it is fanaticism in a way.
And who becomes fanatic is all rascal, dull.
Yeah, first of all, and then
they become fanatic. Otherwise, why one should be fanatic? If one has got brain, one has got logic, how you should be fanatic? Fanatics means dull-headed rascal. These Muslims have become fanatic. We say, generally they are, because they're dull-headed. Always unclean and eating meat and no behavior. What is that? Pravittincha, nivittincha, pravidu, asuraja. Na shaucham, na pichacha. This is dull.
Na shaucham teshu vartate.
There is no cleanliness,
no
behavior. There is suat. Achar nahi hai. Pildi place mein lana. Or maa, bahin, ladki koi nahi. Chalo, sabhi se kaam chale. Din bhar gukha. That is especially mentioned. That ayang deha, nayang deha diho bhajang niroki, kasatan kaman arhati birbhujang. This kind of life is meant for the hogs, not for the human being. Din bhar parisham karo, kupet bhar ka khao, aur khan pin ka koi vichar nahi, aur jahan tez shari thoda mota taja ho gaya, bas sex. Now this kind.
It's all right, you got one.
माँ बहन लड़की किसी से सभी से चले बड़े बड़े सब विद्वान लोग आजकल शो कर वो बोलता है कि सेक्स इज ए बॉडी बी और व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस
नेसेसिटी ऑफ बायोलॉजिकल
नेसेसिटी व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस व्हाई नॉट विद सिस्टर व्हाई नॉट विद डॉटर इवन व्हाई नॉट विद मदर व्हाट इज रॉन्ग दे से
दे कंसीडर देमसेल्फ टू बी एनिमल्स
They are animals. Why consider? They are animals. Therefore, Shastra says, Birbhuja, not ordinary animal, it's Subhuar animal.
Particular animal.
Subhuar. Itna niche gir gaya hai, bohol din hai. Uska bhitar, ye Mumbai chala. Animal society, report post. Uska agar kaha jaye, to say, that why you are wasting your time in this so-called material advancement. How do you understand? So dull thing. Suhar ka agar bolya jaye, kya tu gu khata hai? Halwa, usala khaega. Koi gu hi khata.
Yes, the modern civilization is a materialist. His base is material. His base is body consciousness.
That means
his base is body.
Suhar civilization.
And this thing.
Suhar civilization.
Soul enlightenment is only the civilization of Vedas. We have lost the Vedic mooring.
Why India should lose? India is the hope of the whole world, and their men have become suar, suar ka bachcha. That is my regret. Others may, but why India? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumi ta manusya janma hariya. Janmasa Parapara. You don't become Suhargala. You make your life.
We have become sir in a way. Because we have
anyway.
Our education system
now.
Has been
we should
spoiled.
Check now, we should revive now.
The religious education is the base of making a man. I mean truly a good man. According to
Jo Hogya, Hogya,
so we should check it,
that is
the point.
Yeah, सुअर एक दम हो गया तो सब सुवारी चलेगा क्या आदमी बना हरे कृष्ण हरे राम Hindu idea. Hindu idea. You know that? Petas and fitas, what is that?
Fitas is
killing. And
somebody
eating.
Told you, yes. You or somebody, no? In
no,
America, there are restaurants.
Not somebody, everybody says. Not somebody. Everyone knows. It is common fact. Delicacy.
The idea is so abominable to our culture.
Yeah, abominable, usi ke liye to suar bolta hai. Suar's activities are abominable.
But this idea of eating a penis is extremely abominable. I mean, you can't think of it. I mean, the way we have been brought up, we can't imagine of it.
But you must know
it. Even though we have moved the world over and mixed up with the Western civilized people, still we seem to shudder. That's the very idea of
it.
Our women, sir, they are not able to, bear the sight of meat.
Our men, those who are not educated, they are better than the educated. You may call superstition, but if they are going by the old superstition, they do not. I have seen in sometime 1945 or 46 in a train, one village girl was sitting and covering. She is young girl going to her husband's house. What is it called? Gona.
Laj.
Gumat.
Gungat.
No. Gona. After, because formally the girls were married early. So after getting puberty, There is one ceremony. It is called Ditya Vibha. Another ceremony. And then she goes to her husband's house, because she was going there with presentation of the father and all that. So she was covered. Another young girl, up to there, she was doing like this. They were girls, one can touch. So once, twice, when he made thrice, that village girl slapped him. What? I said, yes, you have done right. She was thinking, this city girl was thinking, what is this nonsense? She wanted to criticize.
She got a slap.
And she gave a good slap. I've seen it. She's up to that. She became surprised.
Lipstick.
Limping the Avagundhar. So whole parents, they become locked. And woman, the shyness, is the only protection for
modesty.
Anyway, and that is the beauty. But we are breaking. There is no beauty, no attraction. As soon as you break this modesty, then the woman will create devastation.
They have a finesse now, particular mode of.
There's no carpet to sit near in front of them. Sir,
if you sit down, this swelling can become less on the feet. Or walking, it is heavy.
No, a little movement.
You got your thing. You haven't got much diabetes now. But unfortunately, the kidneys are.
I'm not eating much.
No, after kidneys are a little affected because got lot of albumin. Perhaps you'll be all right by this Shatavari. You know this Shatavari? You're growing lot of Shatavari is growing in our own garden here. Since Pandit Shiv Sharma will be coming on to Thursday at 6 o'clock. Pandit Shiv Sharma is very, very well known, well renowned.
So what is the Shatavari you see?
Yeah.
Is it his medicine?
Yeah. He will guide you better than me. And then 6 o'clock, we have to send somebody to fetch him on his consulting. They're sitting in the fort, he's got their money with him.
I know. He stays there?
No, he stays somewhere. His house number is 36, so he must be staying somewhere on the body side.
If they can let me know, I can bring him.
He has already given time to come. If you can go and bring him at 6 o'clock.
No, then they are not to come from all the way here.
No. He will be coming here.
The duty hai.
Haan
ji. Ye suar ko aadmi banana. The whole world has become sure. Uska aadmi bana. Yehi parupkar. Including India, it is not that India is now human being. No. India has also become sure. But it is a great service. This is the only service to the human being. And to keep them sure and organize a united nation. What the sure will unite?
United nation of sewers.
Yeah. So how it will be successful?
That is how they are doing. This is a disunited nation, not united nation.
I said in some public meeting in Elmore, the United Nation is the assembly of some dogs. They're barking.
Rabbit dogs. They're all rabbit. In a way, yes.
Sardar Patel was saying.
This newspaper man added, the Swami has come to hound it.
What is that?
Yeah, His Divine Grace is here to hound us.
Hound.
Yeah.
Hound. Hound them, yes. Because I attacked the whole United Nations, and so they attacked me also.
We have seen, you see, the League of Nations was even better than the United Nations. They are all really fighting among themselves very badly.
Now, how they cannot fight? They are swines and dogs. How they remain peaceful? It is not fun. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Unless they are spiritually elevated, they cannot be peaceful. It's impossible. Pandita Asamadarsha.
And there is another thought, sir.
Gandhi became Mahatma, but his mission was get out. Englishman, to get out. Where is? Samaj Sarve Sudhishe. He declared himself as Mahatma, but his business was to how to drive away the English.
Sir, sorry to interpret you, interrupt you. He never hated Englishmen. Their method he wanted to drive on.
Method I do not hate you, but I beat you with shoes.
No, but you don't beat me with shoes. He never beat them with shoes. He said, well, we don't like you. If I say, well, sir, I do this and it is not good. I mean, I am not wrong in that way, I suppose. I am open to correction.
No, no. Englishmen is not good. What does it do? I say repeatedly again and again, he ruined the Manchester cloth business, he developed Ahmedabad cloth. The result is we poor men, we are paying 1 rupee 6 cents per pair, now we are paying 30 rupees. The money is going, instead of going to the pocket of the Englishman, it is going to the pocket of
the English people.
Mahadevi.
English people, ruined the whole industry of Bengal textile industry was ruined by Britishers. They cut away the thumbs. I'm sorry, sir.
No, therefore, why Mahatma? The same business you are doing.
Same business man doing.
Why you say Mahatma? If you are doing the same business.
He never called him Mahatma, but people call him Mahatma.
He likes to enjoy. He likes to enjoy. That's why. Mahatmanustuman prato devi prakriti vasu. Mahatma has no business to this. Can do that. We have got the means. We can make propaganda to those two villages. Still, the villagers, they are unpolluted. They can do that. We still have a whole meeting of Krishna consciousness. Thousands of men come. That our Hyderabad land is very suitable for this person.
The thing is, Prabhupada, in India, they know that materialism is wrong.
Yeah.
Because they have been educated.
But that means educated.
Yeah.
That materialism isn't good. And this so-called spiritual, they do not recognize the spiritual movement. Our government do not recognize any spiritual movement.
They interpret, secularism as no religion.
rather equality for all the religions is the real meaning of secularism. It means morality. The government tries to pamper the minority as much as possible.
The milk are say India goes now. The world will be benefited. Still people observe India.
If it's told rightly, people are prepared to accept it.
No, why these boys are attacking? They have not come here to see your industry. No. Materially. They have come here for spiritual. Not come to see your cycle and chewing machine. Actually they have come. Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu. And they are not poverty stricken. We go to Europe being poverty stricken. And Lady Wellington, he challenged one of my god brothers. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. That you Indian people, she was very proud, Lady Wellington. Wellington was Vaishra. He said that you Indian people, of course it was friendly talk. You come to our country, we give you some stamp, degree, and you earn your livelihood in India. What we have come here to teach. This was the challenge. Actually that was happening. We are sending our men to England to become Bharat law, to become MRCP, to become this and that. And they became here, big men. So, why you people come here to teach us? This was the challenge. Those days, a little favor of Englishman was considered a great boon. In Bengal, there is a word, Sahib Subho. Sahib means European, and especially Englishman. And Subho means auspicious. So if anyone can make friendship with a European, then his life is successful. And that was happening. The Englishmen were opening business houses. If somebody becomes connected, he gets good business. He becomes rich. There is a family in Calcutta. So was a Raj family. So the head of that family, Navin Chanda Dev, he was a minor clerk, Lord Clive. So when Lord Clive was in Delhi, he was a young man, he was sitting on that peacock throne and slept, young man. So Lord Clive saw, what is this young boy? So the Englishman, then he came to Calcutta. So you are fortunate, all right, I shall make you a king. The British says they will give him the title king. So he was given the title Raj. So the whole family, Sovavaja Raj family, this too. This was the Raj. He was a clerk. So why people will not say Sahib Subho? He became favorite to Lord Clive, and his whole family became a Raj family. still their family is there. Those who are known to Calcutta, one of the oldest aristocrats. So all these aristocratic families, they were made by these British, except the Tagore family. They were from the Maurya Empire. The people become attached to the Europeans. Sahib Subho, if you meet one, an Englishman, then your fortune is. I think Bombay was there also.
There are many families in Bombay also, yes. Even today.
There are many Parsi families. But they wanted some friends. But minority. Unless with the cooperation of the Indians, how they could stand? Therefore they introduced the Jamindari system in Bengal, Bihar, Orissa. Some aristocratic families were cooperative. They knew how to rule over. Now, by over cooperating, they have become popular. They have lost this goal of life. Temporarily, they are thinking if we make some comfortable arrangement for body and action. They lost Vedic culture, ideal of life, goal of life. It's Kosudhan. At least in India, no, in other countries, there's therefore this movement against them. Because they are preaching this philosophy just opposite to their views. They're taking brainwash. Is that all right in your countries?
Yeah. They're accusing of brainwashing. But actually
they cannot believe that other than this method there can be civilization. This hoggish civilization is real to become like hog. That is it. And to give up this process, thinking of soul, elevation of the soul, going back to Godhead, simply imagination breaks. How they can understand. Manga prapo nivartanti mitra samsara vartmani. Who can understand this? Bhagavan ko nahi mila. So return jane padega to the cycle of birth and death. To believe that. अब बड़े-बड़े सब गीता पढ़ाने, क्यों जी डॉक्टर्स कौन समझता है? If you do not in this life achieve the sense of spiritual consciousness, then you will have to go back to the cycle of birth and death, who will understand this place? Mostly they do not know what is the cycle of birth and death. And to speak of understanding God, this is the position. This is Swar position. Swar cannot understand. The man have become like that. In the name of so-called civilization. Can a Swar understand this clearly? The man cannot understand. Then what is the difference between him and the Swar? Agar Swar ko koi samjhaya, there is a narration, Brahma came, and Indra became, by the caste of Brihaspati, became a Swar. So he was living in, up in this world as Swar. The Brahmaji came, all like your punishment is now over, you come, facilitate, behave. What is it? You have got your kingdom, heaven, you have come to suffer your time. No, no, I cannot go. Why? Now you take responsibility for my this world.
I like this way.
Then Brahma began to kill his swarni and his pigs and others. And then he began to cry and took him by force. There is a narration. So even Indra, when he comes to the under the influence of this tamagun, he becomes happy in the high life of Swar.
Maya duratvaya.
Huh?
Mama maya duratvaya. Maam ye prapanyate maya nidam karanti.
The governor there, he was making a statement that most institutions in California, like hospitals and places like this, they are simply torture chambers. So he made one request that people like priests and monks and Hare Krishna devotees, that they could go to these places and try to help people.
They were prepared. If they give us in charge, they were prepared.
So on Christmas Day, Ramachandra Maharaj was planning that many devotees could go there and distribute prasad and some literature.
We can cure them from material and spiritual diseases. They are now trying to cure them from material ailments. We can cure them from spiritual ailments. Actually, the ailment is spiritual. Material is symptom.